And okay. I've done this. I haven't been doing this too long. Denny Long here with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, like the man said, and we are here to answer any kind of a home improvement question you may have. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
Well, I thought it was okay, but I'm stumbling already here this last hour. This is a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, and I know we've talked about this internally here at CCO, and a lot of people have a little bit of trouble wishing folks, and they mean well, on this, you know, like, hey, a happy Memorial. We got to remember, we should remember what this weekend is about, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's just it's time to reflect on people that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And that's something that my family does every Memorial weekend. And yeah, for sure. We got to remember what it's about. It's not just,
not just about grilling and sunshine.
Correct.
But it's going to, you know, speaking of that, it's going to be a great weekend, not only for those kind of activities, but maybe folks getting things done around the house outside for a change, whatever that case may be. What are people asking Lindis Construction to do? What kind of repairs or reconstruction, windows, roofing, what are folks asking? Are they asking about everything?
You know, Denny, it's everything that we do at Lindis Construction has been all divisions are busy. So whether it's siding, windows, roofing, everything on the exterior house, of course, the outdoor living spaces have been getting busier and busier and busier, decks and patios and three-season porches. Windows are still our busiest division. Our gutter division has picked up substantially, too, as you can imagine. The last couple of weeks been some significant rainfall. So I know we've needed it, and we had two days this week where it pretty much just seemed like it rained for about 48 hours straight. So, you know, that makes it difficult to get some things done. So that puts us behind. Not only is it a double-edged sword, you know, those types of rains make the phones ring because people are calling us about gutters and leaks and things of that nature. But it also puts us further behind because we can't work in that weather for the most part. So, you got to do what we can. Luckily, looking at this week, again, another perfect week for the most part. We got a little bit of rain, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, but we'll see. I like these temperatures, though. A little bit cooler. For me, especially today, because a pallet of mulch has been delivered to my house. So now I will be, I'm glad it's not crazy hot like it was a week ago or so, and I'm doing the mulch, so it'll be a little bit easier to get that accomplished today.
Well, you have work to do. I was thinking about our show and about those leaf guard gutters, and we haven't talked about them to that length, but over the years, there have been. In fact, my son reminded me of this. I used to call the these wannabe gutters gutter gizmos, but mm-hmm. a lot of people can be confused just because of the name of some of these things. Because if it doesn't say leaf guard, it's not leaf guard, right? I mean, tell us what some of these other options are that flatly are. It's not. I wouldn't spend my money on them. Let's put it that way. What different things have you seen outside of those great leaf guard gutters or the wannabes?
Oh, you name it. There's a variety of devices that have been designed to try to keep leaves and debris out of your gutters. The unfortunate part is everything's been designed around the leaf guard patent. And for what it costs for us to put on a whole new gutter system, all one piece seamless with new downspouts, that's what most people charge to put something over the top of your existing gutters. Whether there's a variety of different types of screens, micro screens, meshes, foam inserts, tops, hoods, you name it, that go over the top of existing gutters. On any given week, Lindis Construction can fill up three dumpsters with the thing that we remove from people's houses that they've tried to make their gutters maintenance free. Leaf guard is still the only gutter system that is all one piece seamless and guaranteed for life that if it ever clogs, we will come out and clean it for free. We have over 100,000 customers now, and we have one service tech in our leaf guard department for a system that has a lifetime warranty. It really, truly is the best designed rain management system that you can put on your home. And, you know, we have 15 crews throughout the Twin Cities every single day. And, you know, we've made some partnerships over the last couple of weeks, too. You know, some of the enclosed patio places that are doing some things are going to start using leaf guard on their three-season porches instead of built-in gutters.
Ah.
So, we're pretty excited about that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's good taste because it's one thing I haven't mentioned for a long time. Not only do I never have to get up on a ladder to that stuff, are the downspouts. I mean, you talk about heavy rains. What was the figure? Something like 30 inches of rain an hour can handle?
Correct. Yeah, that was tested by the Good Housekeeping Institute. So, and we just don't ever get that much rain. You know, there's certain valley areas that you can have a hard time handling some water, but we can manage that with deflectors.
Yeah.
But what I've always told people is that if an ordinary 6-inch open gutter would overflow because of the design of the valley, then leaf guard well too. But we can do some things with deflector. My house, I got a couple of valleys on dormers. I decided not to use the deflector because they're two stories up, and I don't want to ever have to worry about something getting caught behind it.
Yeah.
So I washed it, and it's only on the heaviest rains that I get a little bit of overshooting, but it's never enough water that it damages anything. So I would, if I had to put a number on it, 98% of the water is getting handled by the gutter. So why put a deflector or something that can catch debris up there? So, you know, over the years, you name it, we've ran gutters and downspouts on every situation, every type of fascia, every type of home, mansard roof, barn roofs, metal roofs, asphalt roofs, slate roofs. You name it, we have a way to install leaf guard and a variety of colors to match almost everything.
That's true.
Lindis Construction truly was good at one thing. It would be gutter installation.
Yeah, and you're right about the colors. You can match a house perfectly. Best gutter system in the world. Tell you what, let's grab a phone call before we take a break. Tim has been hanging on the horn, calling in from Granite Falls, I believe. Tim, thank you for waiting. What is your question for Andy?
Hey, Andy. I have gutters. Hey. They're not leaf guard, just regular. And had noticed outside a spot that was bubbling up on my paint and stuff on the trim of the house. And this week when it was raining, I saw that it started, I could see a drip coming out of there. So I think the fall is not correct with the gutters. And I'm wondering if there's any way to adjust it so it makes sure that it gets to, you know, runs out of the gutters and doesn't just sit there and cause a problem.
Yeah, good question. A lot of times open gutters are hung almost level and they're okay with a little bit of water sitting there. It's not how we like to roll. If you take a 4-foot level and you put it on the gutters, the bubble should be just barely touching the line. So it's sloped towards the downspout, which is about a quarter inch every 10 feet. That should be a enough. Now you can't just go a quarter inch every 10 feet because, believe it or not, most houses are not level. In fact, one of the worst houses I ever worked on, Denny, was a 14-foot piece of gutter. It was a brand-new home, and I think it was 3 inches before I had water. I had to drop in 14 feet. I had to drop the gutter 3 inches from one side to the other in order to get water to run out of it. So we had to redesign where the downspouts were going, which was kind of a pain in the butt because it was designed to go into a drain tile. So you need to check the level of the home. And this is why you need to use a level and you can't use a tape measure because you need to see which way the house is sloping and then just get the bubble to touch a line on a perfectly level home. That would be about a quarter inch every 10 feet.
All right. Hang on, Andy. Thank you for the call, by the way, Tim. If you want to call in your home improvement question or send a text, either way, 651-461-9226. This is the Home Improvement Show from News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch with those good folks, 844-9-LINDUS, for whatever project you may have in mind. Andy Lindus, of course, answering those questions today, either by phone or by text. You can call us, you can text us, one number for either, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phones, Andy, Mike calling in from White Bear Lake, I believe, this morning. Mike, you're on CCO with Andy. What is your question, please?
Hi, Andy. Thank you for taking my call. You guys put a deck in for us about 4 or 5 years ago. It's been great. We love it. Cement slab and then a upper patio deck. But we had last year a citrus candle melt on us and got onto the composite decking. Is there any way of cleaning that?
What type of composite decking? Is it AZEK?
I believe it is,
or
yeah.
If you go on AZEK's website, they'll have a specific type of cleaner you can use. What worries me is if some of the candle got into the pores of the wood, maybe going after it with a pressure washer could be a solution for that. You know, I will do some research here. I'll be honest with you, I've never had that question or tried to do that myself. I can tell you this, I have an AZEK deck and I had a fish fryer oil splats come onto that deck and I used a Dawn dish soap, the spray. Not just the regular Dawn dish soap, like the spray bottle. I know it's a little bit different formula than the squeeze bottle. So it was the spray. I let it soak, and then I went after it with a pressure washer on the max PSI that I thought I could use without damaging the deck, and got most of it up. So might be something to try. I know grease and candle wax is different, but it might actually make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck with that. That's interesting. Now, what about millboard? What kind of, I mean, if the same thing happened to that, would you recommend the same cleaning process?
You know, I would think it would probably be a little bit different. I don't think the millboard would stain as easily as like the AZEK material. Both of them are really hard to stain. It would have to be a grease or citronella candle wax, I guess. But, you know, the things we do to keep mosquitoes away here in Minnie.
yes. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, but,
all right.
But if it stains, it's going to be hard to get out because it's hard to stain. So I would, if you look at both those products online, there's specific cleaning detergents that they sell that you can get to try. But for me, Dawn dish soap and a electric pressure washer have been the answer on most things on the exterior of homes.
Very good. All right. I'm looking at a text, 651-461-9226, or phone call or a text for Andy with your home improvement question. Here's one text, Andy. It said, we had LP SmartSide with diamond coat finish installed about 10 years ago. Still looks great, they say, but at some point we will have to paint it. What do you suggest and what kind of paint to apply on this particular siding?
Well, I don't know if you, I mean, I believe it has a 25-year warranty. So you should have another 15 years before you have to paint it. And when that happens, you're going to want to prime and then paint with a good exterior paint, such as, I know we've had really good luck. When we do the prime board and then someone's going to paint the house, it's usually the Sherwin-Williams Lifetime exterior paints that are chosen. So I would go to your local Sherwin-Williams and talk to them about exactly what you want done, and we've always had good luck there. Most of the Ace Hardware stores around the Twin Cities as well have a very good paint department. I've had good luck with the paint departments in Ace Hardware's and Sherwin-Williams. I don't think you can go wrong at either one of those places.
Yeah, very good. getting some reaction to our discussion about leaf guard gutters, and someone wants to know, and I know you don't have this in front of you, but just a guess, they want to know how far out it would take, how long it would take to get some leaf guard gutters installed in their home here in the Twin Cities.
Depending on how fast you can meet with one of our people to measure it up, from the time you say, yes, I want to do it, to the time it's installed right now is in that 2 to 4 week range, depending on the type of project. So really our lead times, again, we have 15 crews going every day. So it's our lead times are pretty palatable right now.
Yeah, and earlier the better, especially if we tend to get more heavy rains coming along here. It's still only May. I know we have to break for some weather. Let's do that right now. I'll invite our listeners to join in. We have about another half hour of the show to go. Any kind of a home improvement show we would question, we would love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCC. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions as usual today, either by phone or by text. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. This text came in a bit ago, Andy. The texter is building a 30 by 40 by 10 pole barn to use as a shop. Sounds like fun. Building will be lined on interior. How do they... I'm not sure what they mean by this. They want to know how I insulate that pole barn.
Well, I've seen a couple of different things done. I've seen some pole barns done where it's spray foam, the actual ceiling, and then cover it with the fire retardant, so it's a black ceiling. What I did in my pole barn was I spray foamed the walls, and then I put in cellulose in the ceiling, because I think cellulose is better for rodents than any of the other types of insulation. And I had enough space where I could get to an R60. But depending, for me, spray foam is the best insulation you can put out there. My shed is 40 by 90 and is very efficient to heat and cool. And it's so well insulated that I just have a window air conditioning unit. I thought about putting a mini split in, but I just have a window air conditioning unit that I run maybe 10 days of the year because it's pretty shady where I am. So my shed stays pretty cool in the summertime and very cheap to heat with in-floor heat in the wintertime with spray foam 2x6 walls with a R60 cellulose blown into the attic. In fact, I had a lean-to built on the one side of my shed, and we used spray foam on the ceiling portion of that wall and all of the walls. And the walls are, we have the largest windows Marvin Infinity would make, and we did that on purpose because the larger the window is, the easier it is to fail. And it's so energy efficient. It keeps heat so well. And those Marvin windows have such a good solar heat gain in the wintertime when it's 15, 16 below outside. My heat will be off and not running from 11 to 3 most of those days. So where it's actually warmer than what the thermostat is set at. And in that workout room, we have it set at 73. So it's warmer than 73 without a furnace running in that area. So if you can afford it, the spray foam is the way to go.
I don't think I've ever asked you this, and of course, Lindis Construction over the years have put some great insulation into our house that really needed it. But you've talked about on the air about the house that's kind of been in your family a long time. How long has that been around, the house that you live in?
My children are fourth generation in that house. So, and I know which is going to probably come to fruition. We're talking with my oldest son and his wife about purchasing the place from us.
Oh.
My mom's mom and dad bought this home, I want to say early 70s. late 60s, somewhere in there. And okay. It was kind of a... You still there, Denny? Sorry, I lost you for a second.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm here.
Yep, sorry. So I want to say, but my house itself was built in the early 1900s, like 1908.
Wow.
Where the original abstract has a, you know, talks about a wagon trail. And it's an old four-square farmhouse that I know the Smith side of my family renovated way back in the day. My father renovated back in the day, and then I renovated it and added a lot of spray foam and a lot of insulation. But it's been our test home for Lindus Instruction. I think we have 13, 14 different types of windows and doors in the house, four different types of decking, three different types of siding, two different types of roofing, and you name it, we've tested it here. And in fact, we're having a fun story where my shed is built. I tore down the old pig barn that was my dad renovated into a garage way back in the day. When it was getting renovated into a garage back in the day, we were testing a siding. I was 10, 11 years old. And so my dad and a couple of his fellas from work were putting siding on the garage. And my brother, myself, and my cousin Brent were somehow driving the lawnmower together while mowing. So the three of us are on the mower together. And I fell off the mower. And it ran over my foot. Whoa. And Jimmy, who we had his retirement party for this week. So he retired officially a couple of weeks ago. We had his retirement party this past week after 43 years at Lindus Instruction. One of those days while he was working with my dad at Lindus Instruction, he saw a young Andy Lindus fall off a lawnmower and cut his foot wide open. And everyone remembers Jimmy running around from the back of the garage, scooping me up all in one motion and carrying me to the truck and putting me in the back seat of the truck in order to get outside and or get to the hospital. And I think I got 11 stitches in my toe, but, wow. So that's above and beyond, duty. And he's seen my brothers and I go from, well, I can tell you this. He's been with us so long, Denny, he talked about knowing and remembering changing my diapers, if that tells you.
Well, yeah, congratulations to him. Yes, I saw the pictures of the party, but I had no idea that happened to you. I don't think we've ever talked about that. Wow.
You know, and I lucked out, and my dad had the entire team at the house because they were testing a new type of finish on steel, and we use it today. It's in our steel roofing still. It's Pinar Hylar finish, and what that does is it gives our steel roofing a very high reflectivity and a very low emissivity, so it doesn't really absorb the sun's energy. It reflects the sun's energy and gives your attic space a chance to stay even cooler in the summertime, and more importantly, it's less expansion contraction, and it's a longer-lasting finish. Turns out, not the best finish for siding, because it's a softer finish and scratches a little bit easier than some of the finishes that we're using today on our steel siding. So we learned the hard way that not a good siding finish, but still a wonderful steel roofing finish.
The reason I brought up about the old home that's been in your house for generations is what have you you touched on it real briefly, but I wanted to ask you for a long time about insulation. You've had the chance to test out different windows and all these different products, decking. What about insulation? I'm sure over the years that the house has really needed an updating on insulation.
Well, I can tell you this, just from when I started living here, I know my energy consumption has gone up, but my bills have gone down by changing my insulation over and ventilation over to be proper. It's really hard on these old four square houses, you know. It's a 2.5 story home with knee walls upstairs, and to insulate that and ventilate that the proper way is a difficult thing. But my energy costs are less than they were a decade ago. We have a combination of solar, spray foam, cellulose, and when we did the siding on the home, it has the Insultex house wrap. So way back when Dad installed the foam, it had 3/4 inch foam that he installed and taped all the seams. We went over the top of that foam with the, or we took that foam off, put the Insultex on, put the foam back on, the siding back on, when I had to replace my siding from the last hailstorm. So, and it's made it way more energy efficient. And when we remodeled the kitchen, we spray foamed all the walls. So now I don't have to deal with frozen pipes anymore. I had that a couple of times. These old four-square farm homes, Denny, they're fun. And they're cool to renovate. But boy, oh boy, you tear into something. Sometimes it can be a little bit longer project than you anticipate.
Yeah, be careful what you wish. Yeah, for sure. Sam, looking at a text, Andy, and I know we have to take a break here momentarily, but let's see if we can't help this listener out. It says, good morning. We have a manufactured home in Mesa, Arizona. The gutters on that home are very narrow and quite difficult to clean. Is it possible to use Leaf Guard on a manufactured home, and are they available in Arizona?
You know, if you go to leafguard.com, you should be able to find if there's a availability in Arizona. I'm not sure about that. Never been asked that. But we've installed Leaf Guard on manufactured homes in the Twin Cities on the regular basis. Sometimes some of those homes have built-in gutters that have to be dealt with, but we have ways to deal with that. But good luck. In Mesa, Arizona, I can't believe rain is a big issue there.
I'm raining in the desert. Well, you know, it does occasionally, but that there was a lot of interest, obviously, in those Leaf Guard gutters. And I urge your listeners, if you do need gutters, at least check those out. To me, it's the best gutter system of the world. We've had those Leaf Guard gutters in our house, and Andy probably knows better than I. He's got the records to prove it. It's getting real close to 30 years, I think. They're the best. Mm-hmm. Okay, I tell you what, I'm getting a bit of a signal here. It is time to take a break. So let's do this. We'll come back with the more questions. We still have time for yours. Any home improvement question, call it in, text it in, 651-461-9226. Let's see, what do we have so far? 57 degrees, our current temperature reading. We are heading to 68 today, 48 tonight, 72 tomorrow, and again, sunny skies, 72 on Memorial Day, Monday. A great weekend. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show presented every week by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy, here we are heading toward the end of May, but there are still deals to be had through Lindus. I always like to ask you about what specifically our listeners can look forward to.
Well, right now we have 75% off installation labor on Leaf Guard gutters, GAF asphalt roofing, and Infinity Windows by Marvin. And just like always, any estimate that you get from Lindus Construction is free. That initial consultation is always free. And it's not rare that it will come up with 15 different ways to take a look at your project and price your project out if that's what you want to look at. We'll do whatever it takes to let you make the best decision for your home. And I think our people, when we come out and look at things and use the special diagnostic tools that we have, we give the homeowner's customer more and better information than almost any contractor on the planet does.
Which is what you want. The more information, not less.
Yeah, you know, we're not trying to trick anybody. I think, we live in the land of pretty smart consumers up here in Minnie. And yep. The better we can be upfront and honest with them, I think that puts us all in a better place, for sure.
Plus, Lindus doesn't have to look for work. You have work. You enjoy the work, but you don't have to make up things. You know, you were talking about those great Marvin windows. And I'm looking at a text. Basically, it's asking, with all the different choices out there, which is very confusing to some people, are there any particular questions, or what listener is basically asking, what do I look for when I'm choosing to buy new windows for my home? What kind of questions does the homeowner should ask?
You know, the nice part about the major manufacturers is their warranties aren't going to be sugar-coated with just the word lifetime. They're going to be specific about the years that they're going to be warranted and what you're going to have to do to maintain those projects. I think we use the Ultrex material with the Cardinal Glass package from Infinity by Marvin. I think fiberglass windows are the best type of window that you can put in your home, better than any of the other composites, vinyls, and or wood. Your wood isn't a bad material. I've worked on some houses, Denny, that have 80-year-old wood windows.
Yeah.
And there's places around the world that have original windows in them that are hundreds of years old. So there's things, glass, when maintained and done properly, should last a very, very long time. And I would be wanting to talk about warranties and making sure that they're backed by high-quality manufacturers. But I think the best questions you can ask is about installation. And the vast majority of windows being installed in the Twin Cities are insert-type windows, meaning none of the original framing is removed. So all of that original waterproofing and air infiltration proofing is what you're dealing with a brand-new window. And there's not that less more expensive to do a full frame installation. That's what you really need to ask your contractor about, is making sure that you get a full frame installation. It's a little bit longer, and it definitely takes more skill on the contractor side to do this type of installation. But more trim, more exterior work, you're going to be maybe removing some siding or cutting some siding. But it really does make a big difference in not only how energy efficient that window is going to be, but how long that is going to last. And it gives you the most glass space that you can possibly have for that opening. So those are just, I would focus more on the contractor than the type of window. Now, don't go cheap. I'm telling you, I've replaced a lot of those $200 vinyl windows. And vinyl is now becoming one of our, it used to be only wood windows we saw because vinyl was just on the market. You got to remember, we've been doing this for over, well, since 1978. And it was just all wood windows. Now we're replacing, half the windows that we're replacing are some type of composite or vinyl. So these are windows that didn't last 20 years, Denny. And so you have to be careful there. Now, if you're just trying to get a Band-Aid on something and do it, maybe. But when it comes to windows, just make sure that you're spending, you know, if you want them to last 30 years, it's not going to be the cheapest window that you can take a look at. They're just not created equal. But every major manufacturer around the country has a higher-end window. And I would start there and work my way down. In fact, if I had to choose from budget, whether I do my whole house with this type of window or part of my house with a higher end window, I would do part of my house. I would, and we see people do this all the time. They do five windows this year, five windows next year, five windows the year after, then the door. You know, we've done multiple projects for multiple people. It's okay. That's what we have to figure out from the get-go. And whether it's the Infinity window by Marvin or some of the lower-end windows, we can take a look at them all. But the majority of our customers choose the higher-end window when they get to see the differences between our window and any of the other windows manufactured.
Oh, yeah. And you'd be so glad you did. Andy, we only have about a minute or so to go. Let me try to get one more text in here real fast. Texter says, I'll be re-roofing soon and replacing gutters. Does leaf guard require a gutter apron or drip edge?
A gutter apron is a better way to leave it for leaf guard. Put the drip edge up your rakes or gable ends, you have them, but just put a gutter apron on, and leaf guard people will come in and install afterwards and install their own flashing right to your gutter apron and go from there. Be a perfect fit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're going to get gutters, in fact, get a hold of Lindis. 8449 Lindis, as Andy mentioned, and I'm glad you did. Whatever your project in mind, somebody from Lindis comes to your house, that first visit is always free. always free with absolutely no pressure. So these are the people you want to deal with. Andy, I hate to even try to get in another question here because I know we're squeezed for time. A listener did say as far as maybe cleaning candle wax and grease on that deck, this is just one suggestion. Candle wax, hot water removes that. 409 will take care of grease. But like Andy said, check with the manufacturer of the decking first before you attempt others. Andy, I hope you have a safe weekend. Your family stays healthy. And let's do this next week.
Sounds great, Danny. Hot water. That's a. I might actually put some candle wax on my deck and
give it a try.
Test that theory out.
All right. Something to do this weekend besides mulch. All right. Thanks, Andy. Take care. We'll talk to you next week. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. And Josh, thank you for your help. We'll see you next week.